04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Biden administration will resume selling oil and gas leases after a federal judge this summer overturned a pause on sales. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The Bureau of Land Management this week began listing public land that could be auctioned for oil and gas drilling. That includes 119 parcels totaling nearly 142,000 acres in Colorado. Those parcels will first go through a review period before they can go up for sale at the beginning of next year. President Biden had paused federal leasing shortly after taking office, citing greenhouse gas emissions from the oil and gas industry. The administration is appealing the judge's decision. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Environmental and community groups are asking Colorado regulators to pause oil and gas permits until they finish new rules for abandoned wells. Here's CPR Sam Brash.
Kate Merlin is an environmental attorney with Wild Earth Guardians. She says her main concern is Colorado taxpayers. If an oil and gas company goes bankrupt, the state could be stuck with the cost to plug and clean up its wells.
We have tens of thousands of wells that are already idle, and thousands of which are functionally abandoned by the operator.
The state had proposed requiring companies to pay more to cover the full cost of well cleanup. The industry objected, saying it put smaller operators at risk. A new draft of the proposed rules is expected this week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Nearly 2,000 soldiers from Fort Carson are deploying to Iraq this week. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
While the U.S. military marked the end of a 20-year presence in Afghanistan this week, the Pentagon is still rotating teams of soldiers over to Iraq, even though that war is also technically over. The mission in Iraq now has been fighting ISIS there since 2014. The Fort Carson soldiers of the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team will be serving in at least four different countries during the deployment, including Iraq. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.